Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for your work and your service to the country and the leadership you brought. I need to ask a couple of questions, some that you've heard before, and just for quick review, and then I want to build on several things from the report. Just to clarify again, does anyone know of any votes that were changed or an attempt to change votes?
We have no, as we stated in the report, we have no evidence of any manipulation of vote tallies whatsoever.
Voter rolls.
No, there was reconnoitering, intrusion on certain voter rolls, but best of our knowledge, no manipulation of them.
Give me a best guess. How many other countries is Russia currently or have, let's say, in the last 4 years, tried to influence in their elections?
I think one of the annexes portrays that. The number of countries that, in one degree or another, Russia has expended effort to try to influence the political views or opinions.
15 countries, 20? Give me a ballpark.
A couple dozen, maybe.
Okay, so maybe 20 or so. You also make a comment in the report itself about previous U.S. elections and Russian engagement in previous U.S. elections, going all the way back to KGB putting a person or recruiting a Democrat Party volunteer or activist, you don't give the details on it, even on Jimmy Carter's campaign in the 1970s, moving forward. Tell me about the differences in aggressiveness and style. If the Russians, and then back to even the Soviets before, have been involved in our elections since the 1970s and before, tell me the degree of difference in this one versus how they've been engaged in others.
The history of this goes back to the 60s, in which they Russians attempted to fund certain candidates, parlay certain lines of opinion or lines of view. And, of course, we had in the day radio broadcasts and that sort of thing they would do. And as the technology has increased and they've gotten more tools available to them, they've broadened their the spectrum of things that they have done. What is unique and what is disturbing, though, about this election, 2016, is the aggressiveness and the variety of tools they used and their activism in trying to convey information that they stole in an effort to influence the outcome of the election. That's different than any previous case.
So additional tools, additional aggressiveness. They've been engaged in our elections before. This one's just at a much higher level.
Yes.
You mentioned as well about the Russians trying to hack into both Democrat computers and political operations and Republican Democrat and computer and political operations. Between the, let's just say, DNC and RNC, we'll just use loose terms here. I understand there's multiple other entities that are connected there. Between DNC and RNC, were they able to penetrate the same level to get the same quantity, quality, and type of materials, or was there a difference between what they were able to glean from the Democratic DNC or the RNC?
They got far deeper and wider into the DNC than the RNC.
Did they use similar methods with both? They were able to actually penetrate deeper, or why?
Hard to say in this forum, hard to say even in a closed forum. Because they didn't get into the RNC, it's harder to see. It makes it harder to answer. Similar techniques, the spear phishing techniques, were used in both cases. But there's no doubt they were more successful DNC, deeper and wider than RNC. Did hit some Republican-affiliated organizations, but not the current RNC itself. They didn't get in.
So they were getting to current information, basically.
Not on the RNC. They got at the state level. Some current information, but not RNC current.
Okay. You also highlight several other ways that the Russians have been engaged in our nation just as a whole. You mentioned not only the election and previous elections, but you also move and give two practical examples of how the Russians have been engaged in our political system. One was an anti-fracking campaign that the Russians seemed to be engaged in. Another one was the Occupy Wall Street movement that the Russians were engaged in as well. Any additional highlights or any additional details that you can give on that? It was interesting that you highlighted those. Can we tell the nature of, for instance, with the Occupy Wall Street, the social media pages that were created to give communication capabilities to the Occupy protesters, how those were used and if they were used?
Probably I'll take that one for the record, Senator. Just to be, for the sake of accuracy, just exactly what they did in those two campaigs. I don't have that on top
okay.
of my head.
Okay, same thing. It was just in the report. I thought it was interesting just as a way of illustration in the report that there was an illustration to say that they've also been engaged in some of the anti-fracking and some of the Occupy Wall Street movement as well. So I appreciate your work. Thank you. Yield back.
Senator Manchin.